large crowd gathered, with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit a hundredfold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they might look but not see and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptations. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and the riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. Lord's famous parable of the sower and the seed. The sower, of course, is Jesus himself. And the seed that he sows is the word. Not simply the word in a sense of a part of the dictionary, if this word means this, that word means that, or a statement of fact or a statement of some truth, but the word who is the Son of the Father. The Word that is the way, the truth, and the life. The Word that is the light of this world. The Word who became flesh, who became one of us by being conceived virginally of the Holy of Our Lady by the power of the Holy Spirit. So when we seek to meditate a bit more deeply on a parable which, when it's explained to us, as it seems to state the profoundest of truths in the simplest of fashions. There's a way, as it were, the ground, as it were, on which the seed fell is, of course, in the profoundest sense, that's our faces. Our presence at the place, as we're encountering Jesus, who is asking to come in, to be united to us, not only to explain, to make accessible to us the graces by which we can, as we share in divine life, even now on earth, and be ready for an eternal, everlasting, lasting peace and joy in heaven. So we look at each of the first one, as it were, the seed fell on hard roadbed. Think of those modern turnpikes, concrete highways, how many feet thick. Perhaps, and you will see how it represents the person who is hard-hearted, who couldn't care less about God, who is not interested in God and wants nothing to do with him. In that sense, as it were, the seed, as were, falls on the concrete pavement, and the birds and other animals come and consume it. It's a way of saying what our Lord says in the parable. The devil took the seed away from them. The devil, as it were, hardened their hearts. We are dealing with a sin, a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Will not be forgiven, because it cannot be forgiven until there is some radical change. Before, as it were, a person is hardened in sin and can expect only hell as his final destined place. Second type of a person to whom Jesus, as it were, comes and knocks on the door, offers the truth that will give everlasting life and joy. Joy is the one represented by the seed falling on rocky ground, little space between the little rocks, etc. Some roots can be sunk. And at first, as it were, such a person is joyful. He's very much interested, but it's only a superficial interest. When temptations come along and he'd like to get a few extras for the road he can't resist. Yes. And then, of course, he's in no shape to appreciate what our Lord is particularly saying to him, let alone act upon it. How important it is, as it were, to know the strength of that grace that brings us to convert, to, as it were, stand away from all of those bad habits that we so often call, not just drinking, but there are so many others that are just as bad. Then there's the third type of person represented by the one, by the thorns, the bushes, all the things, as it were. It's good soil there, but it's all being, as we used to produce things that are worthless. That represented by the person who receives the seed, listen to our Lord. But when he is in a state of anxiety, depression, disappointment, discouragement, and especially when he has taken up with the pleasures and the joys of this life here below, all the things, as it were, not necessarily bad in themselves, but lead us, as it were, to prefer to be someplace other than in heaven. And then finally, as it were, there's the fourth character, the one described by the good soil, receives the seed, receives the truth, And now, if you recall, as it were, the fathers of the church speaking of the virgin earth from which God formed the first man and woman, as it were, and the Virgin Mary, from whom, as it were, the Son of God became the new man. Each one of us, as it were, has opened to us through him the glories and the joys of heaven. Like Our Lady, produce a blessing a hundredfold and more in that service they give to our Lord, and that progress they make in being perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect, growing into a holy person, a saint ready for the joys of heaven. Remember always the observation of Cardinal Newman, made so frequently throughout his career as a great preacher. There can be no happiness any place unless that is preceded by holiness. Because there's no such thing as people wandering around heaven making everybody else feel unwanted. We are only admitted when we are ready, and that means being holy. But let us remember what our Lord has told us. It is he whom we welcome in, not just something he said that we take in, but more than that, when we eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, he is indeed present within us, as he was once present in the virginal womb of our Lady. That's the most wonderful thing we want to concentrate upon, and seek always, as it were, to be open to our Lord, always attendant on his teaching, and most of all, willing to walk supported by him and, as it were, in the company of the Blessed Virgin, who is the Virgin Earth, in the symbolism of the Fathers of the Church. That produces not something wicked and evil, that does not come, as it were, from the creation of God, but rather from the abuse of that creation by certain of his rational creatures, especially beginning with the fallen angels. That we remain close to Our Lady, who can always put the fear of the Lord in Satan. We will always be ready to receive our Lord worthily in Holy Communion, and look forward with great expectation to the fulfillment of all our Lord's promises, and we will not be disappointed, especially when we reflect on the great saints who have been canonized and called to our attention precisely because they had the good earth. That the teaching of our Lord could take root, and that they could, as it were, be profit by it in becoming ready for heaven. And for that readiness for heaven, we anticipate in worthily receiving and joyfully enjoying the conversation we can have with Jesus when we receive him in Holy Communion. Praise be Jesus and Mary.